Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, we have got Keith.
What's happening, guys?
Andy, we have Flatty.
Let's get this out of the way first. Grosvenor, still £10, get £30 free bet. New sign up, Grosvenor Sport, also giving away 2 hydro tickets for every keeper in the morning. Every right in the Coupe Show.
And
Paul, there was Jordan G from Partick. Jordan G Spot from Partick won last week.
Good on him, well done, Jordan.
Jordan G Spot.
Did he win that? Frank
McAvenny was doing that to him on the G Spot constantly. All you need to do is enter in the draw for each week. Sign up to Grosvenor Sport at gsport.com. Over 18s only. Weekend off, lads, how was it? Good?
Oh, brilliant.
You've enjoyed yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I had a great weekend. I was in Oramore Saturday. You been there on Saturday night?
No.
Washing it?
Oof, Jesus. I bumped into a couple of buddies actually. Andy Robertson was there.
You fucking serpent.
Aye, he was on the
avocado. You 8-pounder old wanker.
He was on the avocado punch. GMS was there. He was on the pimps.
I heard he got chucked at the library and up in Thurso for writing boobs on the cover letter. Fucking one of my mates wrote boobs. Tits. Fucking Tam Quartz, what a weekend he's had. Just sat and listened to Mark Skinner interviews all weekend, didn't he? Shot his load about 20 times.
Did you see his one yesterday?
Probably. Oh, is that your talk about the boy Skinner?
My new guy, you know, see his new one?
We just need
when we get in areas, we just need
top the roof.
How's your ass?
Mate, got bit for a dog yesterday in Springburn Park.
Did you?
Oh my god, man. Standing with Addy, my mate watching Thistle versus St Johnston. Mate, went to walk to my motor. This dog came walking towards us. Fucking bashed into us, mate. Never thought anything. Went behind us next time. Oh, you fucker, man. You ever had that?
Actual fall on bit you?
Bit us in the arse, just underneath the arse.
What type of dog was it?
You can't get back from
there.
I've just said that to him up in and he just said that he's going to walk. Okay, what about you? Weekend good?
I don't even know, to be honest. Watch the kids play football. Wrapped up the job.
How were they hopeless?
They were hopeless. Harry was all right. Danny, I was disappointed in Danny at weekend.
He kept thinking about zone 14, didn't he?
Zone 14, man. It's a no-go zone.
Have they got a chance of retiring early, the boys?
I don't know.
No, do you have to get a chance?
70, can you tell it's 7?
Nah.
What
did you do at the weekend?
What did I do? Quiet sign, actually.
Was it, right?
It's quiet, is it?
Wait, even the bedroom quiet?
No, that was not quiet. That was slight as always. just listen, I'm trying to keep myself.
And I go through.
My wee big Charlie, how funny is he, mate? I think Charlie Groot is the funniest guy in the world. I don't think there's any. Cal's up there, right? But something about Charlie, wee stories, mate.
Well, we can announce he's coming back for Hydro Park. Big gorgeous face is coming.
Oh, some meeting we had with him, mate. We're only going to get more.
But mate, I don't know how he's pulled another 3 stories with his big gorgeous ass.
I know.
Mate, see this story he's got, I swear to God.
It could be his best.
It's the best story I've ever heard.
So why didn't we tell it the first one?
I know.
Aye, it's a benefit for the second one, isn't it?
And he's saving it.
So is that a Christmas night out story?
Aye.
Christmas night out. He's got a Christmas night out story and he's got one about a fan at Blackburn, mate, that'll fucking blow your mind.
Wonder if he could get the fan up.
Hopefully we can. Well, Charlie will get tickets, so let's see if Charlie could. Charlie texts us, boy, you know that. On Instagram, you're showing us the message he writes to him. It's outstanding. Wait till you hear that. It's outstanding. He'll be coming on.
He is a fun.
He's a natural, isn't he?
Aye.
But mate, he was like, we'll go for lunch and I'll get it. Just me and him to start. And then Charlie's like, I'll come as well. And then Big Killian turned up. Mate, he had to get the bullet Chilinos.
His face.
How much was that?
140.
What?
No, isn't it?
I felt like that. I know at the start of the meal, I was like, I'll get it because I just thought it was just a lunch menu. seen a scene on my body, I'm like, that. Think myself, how did I get out of this? Just put it I felt genuinely all weekend, I felt ill. Kept getting through 100
points. Can't buy any all weekend because you picked that.
You're going to rent the flat out this month, aren't you?
Aye, somebody's a bit in it.
Why didn't you ask the producer to put it on the expenses, say it was an open goal meeting?
Mate, honest to God, that, see the whole weekend, you're just thinking, I could have bought that with that, because I bought that.
Oh, I got breakfast last morning, I was buzzing with that 18 quid.
Oh, you got that, was nice.
Was it Paul? Paul, that was lovely.
That's good. I wouldn't shout out many places, that's the best sausage roll.
That sausage roll and sausage is nice,
huh? Oh my word.
One good thing that's came for the weekend till we found Davy Martindale's chinos.
So that was the chino.
Did he leave that on your bedroom floor?
Look at the two, he's got two, he's off.
It's a two for one, isn't it?
Two for one.
We've all got heroes, man. I won them last week. He's got them on now.
Remember Matty saying that? It's the baggiest chinos in the world. Look.
By the way, you've got good wear out of that jumper. Do you see what I buy? So, has that been washed?
No, I'm not washing this because it shrinks. My washing always shrinks stuff. So what I
did is, did you put that in the wash?
what's the necklace?
Did you stop putting your cock in the washing machine and keep shrinking? Do you know why? Alcohol free Sunday.
Yeah! Are you alcohol free yesterday?
Yesterday I was.
You're looking like you got a wee glow about you today.
Got about 8 hours sleep, mate.
I still like you.
I know. No. Hate myself.
You for the facial again?
Are we going for a Monday club?
How shiny is it? Does it look shiny?
Yeah, it looks shiny.
We got sent the Gravison clip yesterday for the hydro. My face is fucking disco ball shiny.
Very red, isn't it?
Into her. Right, anyway, sorry. So she keeps shrinking things.
I can't believe you've done that. That was a great joke with the washing machine.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, your life. Well. Shrinking all my life. Right. What was I saying? I the hind. No, wait. Keep me show in podcast, and then you're gonna see it again. Twice, so that's the only time you'll see it.
Right. It's eco-friendly as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
I'm into all that now, but since a bit...
Eco-friendly, so you're not allowed to wash. I think that's what it says on it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I'm really into COP26 when it was there. So I'm going to take that, really. I'm going to go further with that and do things for the
By the way, is it not still here for another week? Did it not get extended?
The president came out and said that nothing got done, nothing gets off.
Well, we were sitting with somebody at that pulp, an American woman, who said that a deal got done with America and China.
Aye.
Late last night.
No, that was, no joke, that was last week.
Was that last week?
Aye, last week, but they've obviously got a deal in place, but it's a bit watered down.
China.
Trump's
raising.
You're a bad deal with China.
Is that actually no joke in there?
No.
Just
bringing a political side to the... Aye,
it's a watered down deal.
Watered down deal?
Aye.
That's going to be the clip my cock in it. You want me shrinking.
With the motion machine, I like your chain, bro.
That's nice, isn't it?
Aye, what's the chain, bro?
St. Christopher.
I was going to ask that.
Never give up. That's his thing.
But you should
have said for Van Dross, you know.
Oh my love, oh my kisses from you is never too much. I actually went up to soft play yesterday as well.
Hey, you went to soft play? Your kids are about 14 now. What
happened there? Aye, you must be disappointed Nicky Devon didn't get caught again.
Shambles.
It's a disgrace, huh?
It's shambles.
Yeah, you deserved it over Tony Ralston.
I say both of them should go in. Just back for right back.
Right, we're talking about the hydro. Big Charlie's confirmed. Couple of amazing stuff. What I'm going to say is, if you're coming, make sure you watch every Christmas film.
Aye. And have nae pubes. Absolutely nae.
Nae, skelty pubes now.
Aye.
Wait, do you want them down the pubes now? So we've got 4 weeks.
In case they grow back in, aye.
But is stubble accepted? Or is it
bald, innit?
Is it bald?
She's
it's got to be Davy Martindale. We want to see Davy Martindale.
Exactly, aye.
We all get booked in for wax.
By the way,
I
watched It's a Wonderful Life for the first time ever, like last week.
Best Christmas film of all time, mate. Be honest, were you greeting?
I wasn't greeting, no, but Mrs. Bailey's sex, yeah. His wife.
Oh, his missus is an absolute winner.
5 minutes.
You're a dick.
Bored. Boring.
Mate, I'm going to watch it.
The first 5 minutes, but it's the worst. You see when the planets are talking to each other?
That's so good.
Fuck that. Honestly, the planets talk to each other.
It's in the attention span, isn't it?
It's like football managers, you need to give them time.
Oh, aye. But the black and white, innit?
No, trust me, mate, it gets good.
Hard to watch.
Is it black and white?
Aye. Oh, mate, it's like 1940 or something.
That's so good, though, mate.
I watched this one.
Oh.
That is just brilliant.
Olympus Has Fallen, Jerry Butler.
Decent.
Load of shite. Is that on Channel 4?
Aye.
Load of rubbish, Paul. Nah. But I'll fill your head with even more nonsense.
Real life, aye, Paul. True story.
Aye, it's rubbish. Right, tickets for the hydro available at the link description box on YouTube.
What about the meeting we had with the guests that might be coming on? Mate, this was frosty. But amazing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Went really well, man.
Could be a fight in the hydro, couldn't there? You and him,
I couldn't understand the way we've gone there with that. Because we've not, we were trying to think, was it written?
No, we said about
how big we talking?
Very big.
Huge.
Huge.
The opposite of that, innit? Next door, Huge.
It gets bigger than the washing machine, does it?
Right, before we start on the football, Bertie Auld obviously passed away last night. Sunday night, what a guy.
I know.
Did you ever meet him, Si?
A couple of times. Well, loads of times, mate. He was always in about Celtic Park. He was in the... used to go in the kit room with Angie, the wee kit room, who's passed away as well. She was brilliant, wasn't she?
Yeah, amazing.
Her, Bertie Auld and John Clark. Every time you go, there's your some fucking player, son. Make you feel like the best in the world. Then you'd leave, you'd hear another boy going and you stand at the I've heard you're some fucking place. But he's told the bit. In fact, he done Gary Pendry. No, Gary Pendry.
Aye.
He always used to call people son. All right, son, Bertie. Him and Toy Burns, big one for son. And we were all starting youth team, were standing in the reception one day. Gary Pendry was always quite harsh on us. So, you know, he's like the younger boys.
Aye.
So Gordon Strachan was like, him and Bertie Auld were talking, and Bertie Auld was Gary Gornstein was like, you used to smash players, Bertie, you're a dirty wee bastard. And he's like, I fucking loved it. He's like, you're similar yourself. And Gary Pendry tries to get in the conversation. And he goes like, you remember Clive Clark down at Birmingham, Bertie? He was a right dirty. And Bertie always just went like to my good son. And just, mate, absolutely done him a belter, mate, and we're all in stitches. But the best, if you heard the coconut, he's best joke of all time.
No.
Oh, that's a bit.
I said, you tell yours.
So his joke is, this is the story that he's sitting at, I think Celtic had just won the league, so Celtic put on a big fucking party at Celtic Park or the Hilton or somewhere like that, and Bertie Auld's at a table with Martin O'Neill, and Martin O'Neill's wife's there as well, and the person that told me says it was a bit awkward at first, nobody's really talking, and Bertie Auld just goes, Martin, do you like ducks, son?
Ducks?
Martin O'Neill's like, excuse me, Bertie? Like, he is, and Bertie goes, do you like ducks? And he goes, I'm not really a big fan of dogs, but Geraldine likes dogs. And he's like, oh fuck. He says, I remember my first dog. Martin was like, all right. And he's like, Christmas time, Mac him says, what do you like for Christmas, Bert? I says, I like a dog, man. She's like, oh, dog, brilliant. What kind of dog would you like? He went, a coconut dog. She says, coconut dog? Never heard of that. He says, aye, coconut dog. She went, do you not mean like a bulldog or a Springer Spaniel? He goes, no, coconut. And she says, where did you hear this? He says, I was with Auntie Mary and Auntie Jean the other day, down at the bus stop, and Auntie Jean says to Auntie Mary, for fuck's sake, Mary, would you look at the coconut duck? I tell that every party I go, I like this man, joke. It's fucking outstanding. Have you got a story about him, mate?
No, because I seen the one, I think Tam Cowan posted it about with him and Walt, him and John Gegg when they used to have banter on the, no, that's brilliant, isn't it? The tunnel, did you see that?
I've not seen that, mate.
Said they were in the tunnel, we'd lined up for an Old Firm game, and John Gregg goes, hey, wee man, what's your win bonus today? He was like, £3. And John Gregg's like, aye, we're on six. And then Bertie Auld goes, aye, but we're guaranteed three. That's it, just saying banter they had back in the day, back and forth.
There's one with a ref as well, have you heard that? And he goes out to a ref, he says, we're playing, I think it's Rangers in a Old Firm game. And he goes up to the ref and he goes, ref, see if I called you a bastard, would you send me off? And he goes like that, well, yes, Bertie, I would send you off, you can't call me a bastard. And he says, see, if I thought you were a bastard, would you send us off? And the ref goes, well, no, you're only thinking it. He goes, right, I think you're a bastard. And she's wee teeth in that for the way he tells the story. It's unbelievable. What a guy.
Heartbreaking, mate, innit?
Heartbreaking. Did you meet him?
No, never.
Oh, was he not about the park in that? No, mate, never. Clarkie, was he not that?
No, never. But see, everybody you hear from him, he's like, best guy in the world, isn't he? Uh-huh. Everybody just loves him, mate. He's fucking really sad, isn't
it? It is sad, because that's a few now with the 67 team that's succumb to whatever, but that's sad. He's a Celtic great, Celtic legend, and that's where we remember that.
Did the coach say it when you were there? No, but just a bit of place.
He had coach, he was Thistle manager, wasn't he? There's a few great Thistle stories. Dixie Danger, who stays up next to me at Steps, he tells a couple of great Bertie Auld stories, trying to get him on to tell him. But even like, see, when he used to come into Celtic Park, he was pure interested in you.
Aye.
Guys won the European Cup, and like, oh, what was your score at the weekend, son? What are they telling you at training? And like, he just took a pure interest. Well, in always had a bag, mate. One of the guys always had a bag, what the fuck's in that bag?
Coconut dog, yeah,
coconut dog. Tell him coconut dog. Nah, he's a... But even like people like Celtic at that time, him, Tommy, the pure, you wanted to be like that kind of guy. See somebody that spoke to everyone, quite funny.
You're so important, aren't you?
They didn't realise like the impression they had on young,
especially
young
what players they've achieved at the club as well.
Heroes, him and John Clark. Clarkie's another one, isn't he? Great guy.
And even we, as you said, we Angie as well, she was a hero, wasn't she?
Angie was brilliant, mate.
Amazing.
I thought you
were you, what were you up to at the weekend? You better always, oh, she's like, you better go and get checked. Right, no worries. Right, sad news, Andrew. This is why you've been out all weekend, innit? Stevie G's away, mate.
I know, shocked. I had a world day last week, didn't I? Last Monday's podcast.
There's no way he's gone.
Fucking 24 hours later, he was gone. But I was actually shocked though, because all the sort of interviews he's done at the end of the season, interviews he's done throughout this season, so he's no interest, he's happy at Rangers. Always thought one trophy in nine, he's wanted to try and build on that, talked about trying to retain the title, Champions League, doing better in domestic cup. So timing for Rangers isn't great, but it's a pull.
Why do you think he's been in
Premier League? Has to be. Because I think there's no doubt his ultimate goal is to get a Liverpool job, so he's probably looked back and thought, what's my best opportunity? In my opinion, it probably is trying to retain the title at Rangers and then Champions League, because he's never going to manage Champions League again until he gets a Liverpool job. So that's not where Aston Villa are going to go.
Do you want to be taking taking a team in the Champions League? It's maybe not got the money to compete with other teams in the Champions League. Then where does that leave
you? I've seen a lot of people say that. Mate, Rangers weren't beaten last year. They didn't need to go out and spend 5-10 million. And everyone was talking about the business they'd done was brilliant. They sold a couple, got shot a couple of players, and Greg Stewart left, Zungu left, and they're sending Lundstrom in a free transfer, Sakala in a free transfer. So it seems as if it was just good business, really. But
did you ever know people don't say that about the finances? He might be back there, no? Did you not see that this season?
There was rumours that he was unhappy, he's no had money to spend in the last two windows or something, but like I said, if you go unbeaten, do you need a pot of gold to go and spend hundreds of money?
But especially when your rivals have lost so many players. And they've there's obviously loads of arguments as to why he's left or why he's chosen it, but nobody really knows. We're going behind the scenes. We're looking at it, Andy saying the lure of the Premier League, that's one. He's maybe had a word with the Rangers board and said, look, there isn't any findings. So he's maybe thinking, like, how do I take them forward? How do I get to over the line? If I don't win the league this year with Rangers and we don't get Champions League money, where does that leave us? Do I then get that opportunity to go to Aston Villa? So there's all these scenarios, but we all thought last week he's not going anywhere, is he?
To end the season.
To end even more than that, if they got the Champions League, I think that would have been, when he came in where Rangers were at, to then get to my stage where they were playing in Champions League, I think that would have been, I don't know, as I said it the other day, I think Rangers stuck by him, do you know what I mean? Last season, Andy, and they could have changed him in. Listen, they obviously knew he's a good manager and they made the right decision, but I think he should have stayed to the end of the season, and then with the Champions League money in there, they're going to play Champions League, see where it is then, but we don't know.
Do you think you had a shocker? I came on the Koopman show and says, Van Bronckhorst, what's he done in management?
Bad week front goal we used to.
One of the
first time in 18 years.
Only coming off. I never knew that at the time. He left Feyenoord, obviously, and then he went to China, so you've not really heard a lot about him.
But when you look at his record, mate, surely if Rangers get him, it's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Frightening, I would think. I mean, supposedly he worked, sorry, I don't know if he worked under him, for months he was at Man City as well, under watching Pep.
Was he?
His philosophy and all that stuff. So I think if Rangers can, obviously Lampard's there as well, si.
See, if you're asking me, Lampard or Van Bronckhorst, I'm taking Van Bronckhorst every time. Lampard's the big name, but if you look at coaching and things that he's won, Van Bronckhorst would be an absolute no-brainer. Plays 4-3-3 as well.
Van Bronckhorst has history with Rangers. Yeah. He understands the club. I think that always helps when you're coming to a club the size of Rangers. It's a no-brainer, but it depends. It's like, if we're talking about how Steven Gerrard left and what the reasons were for that, is it maybe the same reasons for somebody coming in? They might say, look, this is all we've got, this is all we can do. So it might not be as attractive as what you think.
For Van Bronckhorst, I think
that's the case, and Jim Duffy ends up getting that.
He's in for it. He's been spotted, didn't he? But I think Van Bronckhorst worked with Arnold, who neither near the finances Ajax and PSV had, so he's probably good to that. Yeah. So he would be actually suited to come in.
But somebody says that supposedly Monty was going to be in a Scouse accent shouting, don't believe what you read, I'm still here.
That's true.
But the boys only realised it was him when somebody scored a goal and traded in a headstand.
I know. Okay, fuck you, you bastard. You've had a chance.
There's a few dark horses as well. Mark Skinner.
Oh.
Zone 14's been seen painted on Ibrox.
Ryan Kent would be brilliant in Zone 14, wouldn't
it? And also, there's a smell of farts about Ibrox, so people thought it was Bruce, but Jimmy Bell just found a pair of his old shots.
What are you calling him, Jimmy Bell? Now? So, Andy, if the question gets laid out to you,
who you wanting?
Lampard that side, Van Bronckhorst that side, which side do you go to?
I think every doesn't matter what anyone's CV is, what they've done in the past, I think every manager's going to be a risk appointment-wise. But I think Giovanni Van Bronckhorst ticks a lot of boxes. He's obviously been at the club, knows the league. He's been a success at his last couple of clubs, plays a good style, plays 4-3-3, so it's not a massive transition coming in. And the thing is, obviously financial-wise, Rangers have got a lot of assets. I think that's a big thing that that nobody's really talking about now about Gerrard leaving. It's obviously a massive blow, and it is because he progressed the club and goes with everyone's best wishes and the staff's away. But what does that mean for players that he signed? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like Conor Goldson, everyone's been speaking about his contact situation that's up at the end of the season. We all know how much he loves Glenn Kamara, Ryan Kent, Joe Aribo. But
you think he'll take the players in?
I wouldn't be surprised if he went in for one or two of them, to be honest. But at the end of the day, when he was a manager, you should talk about how valuable they were. So he knows if he got a price to pay, and see if he wants them, he needs to pay a hefty price.
See, if you're like a Van Bronckhorst coming in, would you be happy to sell a Glenn Kamara and maybe get three your own players in?
Aye, I would agree with you. That's what Andy's saying there about the saying your assets. But if you're the manager coming in and you know that some of your assets are going to be sold, what are you left with then? I know they've got a big squad, but I think Rangers will, if Gerrard is keen, maybe not saying Gerrard, might be somebody else, but a Glenn Kamara would get you, what would he get you? 15?
I think 15 would be quite a lot, but
10 to 15 million quid for Glenn Kamara.
I wouldn't sell him for at least 10 million, no chance. I think he's that good, and I think he's been linked with some of the clubs he's been linked with. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing. We spoke about it. I know it's obviously a lot smaller scale with the St Johnson players, but it's about time Scotland and Scottish teams start valuing their players.
I know.
Instead of letting England teams come in and get them for buttons.
And then, we'll come to him in a minute because we're going to talk about Scotland later on. But the likes of Patterson, who's excelling himself on the international scene. Does somebody then just go and take
you
him?
You can't let Patterson go.
No, you can't.
I'd rather go and Kamara go than Patterson.
I would hate to see him go because he's got a massive future. But he is one that can command probably a lot of money on potential because he's so young. Whereas if you look at Tav, what age is Tav? Late 29. Goldson, they're no young 22, 23 year olds that have got years ahead and they've probably only got that one more big move. And that's like, you think to yourself, right, if I take him for 10 million at Aston Villa, what am I getting? What's the value for money? So
Ryan Kent, 40.
40?
40.
40, just 40. Right? 40
million. 40,
million.
Do you know 40, you, 40 you might get him.
Do you know what would be very difficult? Whoever comes in with the coaching, we say it with Beale and stuff for that standard, they were every single day.
Surely Van Bronckhorst has got his own coaches that can do that.
100%. I read that question, tried to put it in my own words and absolutely fucked up when I read it.
But that's the most... See, like... Ross Wilson being sporting director, this is the most important part of his job.
Would you offer Beale a job?
I would have, aye.
Mm. Would you, mate?
I'm surprised they never, because I remember you saying that.
I would have, aye.
Would you like you to take it?
Nah.
Why, no? Listen,
I don't know if he might actually be a manager.
I think he does.
The first conversation is going to be with him and Stephen Gerrard. Do you want to come with me? And he said aye. So
Gerrard's not taking that job without Beale, is he?
No.
I think he would aye, but he's obviously, I've spoken about it before, but the big part of the success of Rangers is how well all the backroom staff are. Every one of them bring a different thing, a different dimension to football.
So you're taking the whole lot, Andy, as in like
everyone,
Big Stuart, the goalie,
the cleaner,
everyone,
cleaners away,
Jimmy Bell,
all the best in at Villa. Saying the cleaners away, saying all the best.
So what happens to when you call my man David Hederman? Would he call McPhee at Villa?
Austin McPhee?
Is he?
He's out.
He back up the road.
Yeah, out.
He'll be then diving headers in the kitchen floor now, won't he?
I can't work it out with the fella at all. What does he do with him?
But Paul, I think we're only like that because we're Celtic and Rangers fans. No, but these guys want to. Why would you not want to go to Etihad and challenge yourself against Guardiola, go to Liverpool, challenge yourself against Klopp?
There's no argument in terms of who's the bigger club and what they've done. Yeah. Aston Villa have won the European Cup in 82 and that's a massive thing, but
it's a league, isn't it?
It's the league, and ultimately you look at your West Hams and what David Moyes is doing, he's in the top four position, they would have right in saying that. So Steven Gerrard's got to be looking at it and thinking, see if I can get these going. Like, it's not as if Aston Villa are only backed with finance. If they're going in the right direction, he'll spend money and taking that, he might just be the guy that gets in there. And if all of a sudden, say he finishes mid-table this season with him, and next season they go off to a flyer and they go up to maybe like the top six and start looking as though they're going to break in, they start buying. That's when the top jobs come available. But then, see when the top jobs come available, very rare, because Lampard got the Chelsea job.
That's because he was there.
The big clubs still go and get the big European world names in terms of their coaching ability. So, like, Man United only going to sack Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and go and get fucking Ian Atkins for Scunthorpe or something, you know what I mean? It's like, that's, they go and get the big European name, they'll go to Germany or they'll go to whatever it is. So even though Gerrard's a massive name, does Liverpool then think, well, we'll just take him because he's Steven Gerrard? Yeah, he's got to go and earn that right to be the Liverpool manager.
There also must come a time as well where you get tired of trying to get free transfers and having to coach players for a lower level and basically coaching them how you want to play. Whereas Aston Villa going to sign guys for 38 million. I just seen that other 38 million quid, that boy for Norwich.
I just put me on that, mate.
No, but I'm saying on that.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So you're signing tried and tested players that have been there and done it.
To be fair, people always talk about the finances in England, right, which I don't disagree with, but Aston Villa, they get 100 million for staying. Do you know what 100 million gets in England? Harry Maguire. Because that's about English market now.
Right.
It's just, it's so inflated, but I do agree, obviously, it's, if you've got a bigger finances, he'll probably back himself, because I know what, and it's not even just him because he's a big name, it's everyone. If you get offered a job tomorrow, you back yourself to do well.
Yeah.
She's obviously backing herself to go to Aston Villa and improve them. But there's probably a lot of people are a bit upset about it.
Honestly,
but at the end of the day, he's came in at a bad time for the football club, progressed him every year, done what he was asked to do, and obviously stopped turning around in the league. Well, so he goes with a lot of people's best, which he should do as well.
Stopping the 10, but would that be affecting you that he has left?
No. It shouldn't.
It's like, all right, I think so, mate.
It shouldn't.
Nah. But then Rodgers, some Celtic fans still can't, and he done unbelievable with Celtic, but yeah. some fans just still can't see by that.
I know, and see when people talk about, like, it's not a day with money, no transfer fees. I know Steven Gerrard's got hundreds of money, mate, but see if you're sitting on 20 grand a week and somebody offers you 100 grand, I don't care how much money you've got in the bank, your head's got to be turned to me. Yeah. An extra fucking 80 grand a week, or whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? It's a massive part of football.
But you'll say, cash is king, son. That's what it is.
He's got four kids, isn't he?
Aye. And that's another thing. We don't know how his family life. Like, apart from all the kinds, he's been driving back and forth to Liverpool during the midweek when they get a chance to go and see his kids.
Getting Ubers. She's a driver, has been very weird. Keeps pouring out Ubers.
I know what it's like working every Saturday, having to miss my own kids' football and stuff. You don't want to be that dad that grows up missing all your kids' family time. You've got to get that work-life balance. And I think being back in the Birmingham, it's not that far from now, but I'm sure he probably will commit most days and. On Ian Beale, what's his name? Michael Beale.
Yeah. You can go back on EastEnders as well.
He can go back. But on him, like, being offered the Rangers job, he's probably looking at the opportunity to be an assistant manager for head coach, first team coach, whatever, in a Premier League side. That's another experience to his.
I see the CV. They bumped him up for first team coach to assistant manager.
Oh, is it?
Is Michael it? Beale, he's been amazing. An assistant manager. Him, joint assistant manager, no first team coach.
What's the difference between a manager and a head coach?
Supposedly the manager doesn't buy players, it's somebody else that buys players, and the head coach just takes the team.
Is head coach at Gerrard at Villa?
Head coach, But the Gerrard cutouts are funny, isn't it? Strange that yours, the arse was all chewed on the cardboard cutout.
Aye, well. It's a strange one.
What were you doing, mate?
I can't tell you, absolutely. I'll tell you, an open hole the night. It's a late-night podcast.
Wait, the cutout part was good, man. Did you see somebody turning his face again? I can't even look at him turning his face against
the best was a granny, but on the iPad, did you see it?
No, I've not seen that.
So see the video where the boy cracks a cardboard cutout? It was a granny on her iPad. And her grandsons came in, obviously, and he was like, somebody's just punched Steven Gerrard. So the guy's like, went drink Steven Gerrard, just sitting in somebody's chest with a suit and tie on.
What about the one that they're lowering him in the coffin?
Oh my God. They're lowering him in the coffin.
That was a bad part of that one.
People are mental, aren't they?
Oh.
How does this affect the team's preparations? Would you want a manager in place for that game?
It's a hard one, though, Sian.
But Mertz has got that Scouse accent down at a team, mate.
So he could take the semi?
He could take the semi. If there's anyone that could deal with a semi, it's Mertz, isn't it?
Who'll be taking the team in here, Andy?
Mertz, isn't it?
Maybe David McCallum. He's a Rangers B manager. So
David McCallum. Who's he?
Frank McCallum's brother.
Was he?
You don't watch still game. Yeah. Fucking embarrassing.
Is that who'll be taking it?
Probably aye. I'd imagine so. But ideally they'll get somebody in before the semi-final, but I think it's more important to make sure you get the right person. I've said that time and time again. But see Rangers fixtures that they're coming up over the next sort of 6 weeks or something. Big games. Obviously, Hibs in the semi straight after that, Sparta Prague in Europe, so it's to get to the next round. Hibs at Easter Road, Hearts at Tynecastle. There's some big games coming up.
What about Defoe? Would you like Defoe to it? Would you give Defoe it until somebody came in?
That's a good shout.
But I don't know how much coaching he's done.
I don't know who.
Because he's put a coach, but he's probably never coached.
Even if you gave Defoe it with a couple of the youth coaches or the coaching
staff. But you're talking about how much coaching he's done. He's played football for 20 years. If you kind of put a session on, there's something wrong.
You just phone Michael Beale every morning, don't you? Right, what am I doing?
What's he usually doing on Monday?
I mean, that's hard. See that? Even if you played football, see somebody say, go and put a session. Oh, fuck.
Do you know what I mean? It's a wee bit easier for you because you phone everybody at the night time. You've got Sai.
You could do it. Would you not go on and
he's got a lot of Sai.
Yeah, a bit with him, aye.
You could do that.
Right, so wait. Here you go. Get the Rangers. You can just come in till we get a manager and coach.
I don't imagine. I'll just say to him, everybody, right, stay on the halfway line, go on a big line. Can't you want him a hundred throat?
You know what's it mean? Right, I'm phoning your dad to come pick you up.
Suppose dad driving into London.
The Rangers was at with Gerard Butler, you see that?
Was he?
Aye, at Sanctuary.
He's living the life, that man, isn't he?
Gerard Butler's in Sanctuary?
I heard that, actually.
He was, aye.
Imagine what he could do in Sanctuary, Gerard Butler.
Off.
Off. To be a fly in the wall in that bedroom.
I would.
You would. Gerard.
But you got off
him. Some good films, eh? Decent.
Just on Gerard, his team last year. I know you get a bit annoyed when I say like on the ball this year, as messing, but I'll say off the ball, Rangers last year is one of the, in Scotland, the best I've seen off the ball. What did they concede last year? How many goals?
3-4.
One, I think.
I've been trying to get Peter Eddie. We've conceded 8 in the last 2 games. But see,
Celtic are that good going forward. I know they scored 1 near the goal in Rangers. Honestly,
but is that what he built most of his success on? How organised they were off the ball?
Well, probably aye. But at the end of the day, I always say defensive records and clean sheets win your leagues. Mm. I think that's true, and that's probably why they've done so well in Europe, because you can go away to teams and frustrate them, hit them on the counter-attack. But at the end of the day, you can't do that in the SPL, you can't sit and frustrate teams and hit them on the counter-attack because you've got all the ball. So they've got a balance there. That's why I do think it's important with whatever Ross Wilson and everyone at Rangers decides, that it doesn't sway away too much to what's already there, because these players suit
that style,
the way the club plays. So
what would you say to the Villa players, what he's like? If you could describe
how many times are you going to ask me what they're like? Every week,
what's
man.
Steven Gerrard like?
No, I genuinely, no doubt, there will be a success there.
You think so? Aye. Can you see him playing like a David Moyes style? Sitting in, hitting teams on the counter-attack?
Aye, probably. Yeah. Probably. But they'll still play. They'll not be direct at all. But I think it will be a similar case where a lot of their success will be how organised and areas of the pitch that they win the ball, zone 14, middle sixes.
He's
got a good time.
Like
he's got what, 6-7 weeks.
It's a hard throw
on a fixture. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is a hard run of fixtures, but you come out of that with a positive few months. You've then got the January transfer window where he probably has been told he could spend a few quid.
Do you think he'll sign him for Rangers?
I think he'll try.
Kent, Kamara.
I don't think he'll go for too many. I think it'll be one, two at most. But
they need some. This words in Peter's mouth, but they need somebody to replace Grealish on that left hand side. Surely Ryan Kent can come play on the left hand side for Villa.
I think if he's gone for anybody, it would be Ryan Kent, so Kamara, and potentially either Patterson.
But they've actually got two great wingers and.
Bailey's
excellent, but Dean Smith wasn't playing him at times, and then brought him into a three at the back and a wing back, and you're like, it's no position. He's actually suited to be Jared Player's front three.
You know your German football.
Aye, Bundia and Boy B. He played obviously.
Bundia's a 10.
10.
It's not a 10.
Aye, but somebody's good out in the right.
Drifts. He's a drifter.
He's a drifter.
But that's the way Gerard likes it, Si. He likes his wingers coming.
Narrow front
three. Do you know what I mean? So he was suited into that perfect spot.
That's the thing, he'll not even play with wingers.
And sometimes you, do you know what I thought when Rodgers was going down to Leicester? I thought he's going to take a lot of the players, but down there's a different level again, isn't it?
Mm.
It really is. And then he's got that money, he can go and buy a winger for 60 million, 50 million, whatever. So you don't know. But then again, the market, if you put in 15 or something for Kent, that's a lot of money. Do you know what I mean? So you're not going to get
15?
20 or 25.
Come on.
Or 30.
40.
He's like 40.
Do you think 40 for Kent?
No. But
15.
No chance, no 15 now.
No chance?
No.
What is that? Too much or too?
No, best player in the league, mate. Is that 15?
Are you saying 15 is too much?
No. No chance.
So how do you get more than 15?
What do you mean? How you show videos?
I know, but videos, what, the highlights? I'm not saying he's no worth it, because I think potentially he is worth a 20 million quid player, but on the basis of how the seasons went so far,
Rangers would sell Kent for 15,
there'd be questions asked. I think that's only right.
I don't know what their finances are like. I don't know.
What it depends what Rangers.
Would you sell him for 15? For sure.
Again, if they didn't need the money, then I wouldn't sell him.
If they don't need the money, you don't sell him. But if they're needing the money, then 15 million, because I think in this climate and how.
What did Dembele go for?
Well, he turned down. Was Morelos, what was the bid for? Was it Lille? It's a French team for Morelos. Yeah. That was apparently 15 million turned it down.
What did Dembele go for to Leon for?
Was it 18, 20?
Can't remember.
He'd scored goals in the Champions League. Do you know what I mean?
Who, Kent?
Aye. Dembele.
Kent, aye.
What about this criticism? Only one trophy in nine.
Justified.
No, I don't think so, actually.
Right. As much as
I would love to, you know what I mean, have a wee pop and whatever, but I don't think so. When he came in, Rangers weren't in a position to be going and winning. Like, they're so fabulous.
Well, last year they weren't in a position.
No, last year when he first came in. When he first came in, Rodgers was the manager and the players they had. Rangers were nowhere near that level. Mm. And the first thing I noticed was the Old Firm games. Celtic were so far in front of them, they won them all. Gerrard closed the gap when they played Celtic. It was just the consistency through the whole season.
Yeah.
So he closed that.
And then
as time went on, that's when they were starting to then compete. And maybe the second season, you'd maybe hope for a trophy or something. They gave it with Celtic in the final, which they were a better team. But it's obviously about winning. But then, I think the first season, I mean, they were so far behind Celtic, it was unbelievable.
I know, I'd agree with you.
But wait. Did you say Celtic won them all? The Old Firms?
No, before Gerrard came in.
Oh, before Gerrard came in, sorry. I thought you said when he came
no,
in.
No, no.
I would agree with you in the terms I'm saying.
He came in, that was what he closed, the Old Firm.
Aye. I just think that on the basis of last season, they were the dominant force, and I think they could have won the couple of cups. I know, for me, they weren't knocked out by Celtic. It was other teams that knocked them out. Do you know what I mean? And I think that was the opportunity.
Last season,
he should have done better in terms of potentially having three cups. So if we then rephrase that question, three cups in three years, you say, aye, that's no bad, because you rule out the first kind of year because they're there to try and build. Mm-hmm. So that's a non. So you're basically looking at 3-6 to say you've got 50% of the cups. I would have said that would have been a success. But ultimately, which we use, there wasn't an objective to stop 10, because it would have been in to get Rangers going again. But if you ask any Rangers fan, what would they rather have had? I think they would have took that one and the way it was over any other one.
Do you think if you said to Gerrard when he came up, you had 3 years at Rangers, you stopped 10 in a row, but you're not winning any trophies, any cups, do you think you'd be taking it?
Surely that would have been a message, would it have not?
I don't know, but well, probably they know, because he kind of answered that in his interviews last year that he didn't think it was good enough, he wanted to improve on it. Mm. I think he said it multiple times about wanting to improve on their domestic cup record, and that's probably been the big one, because it was like Aberdeen in the semis, yep, at Hampden, obviously Celtic in the League Cup final where Rangers should have won, St Johnstone at Ibrox poor, St Mirren away, so it's, you know what I mean, it's probably a poor record, but probably agree to Kevin in the sense of stopping 10 in a row is probably worth two or three trophies to what Rangers to Rangers at a time, but they've definitely got to do.
And what you forget is European record is good.
If you say didn't they stop 10, and somebody says, oh, he's leaving, he's won four cups, he's won two League Cups, two Scottish Cups,
it'd be a failure, wouldn't it?
It'd be a failure.
Yeah.
They would say that wasn't good enough. That's how you look at it. And at the end of the day, for me, he's been great having somebody of that character and stature in Scottish football. And if you think back to when he came into Rangers and where they were, to where he's actually left, and Rangers in a far better place as a club and as a team, than where when he came in, and I think that's success. So
what a difference how many he's on the Uber.
Wow.
Do you know what it is? He's been listening to Keevan's on the scoreboard.
No, I just you give people credit where credit's due. Like I hope that he goes down there and does well, because I think that on what Andy said about him and what the other teammates think about him, he seems to be a right good coach, a right good guy, somebody that you want to play for, somebody that you want to get results for. So hopefully that rubs on in the rest of the Villa fans and they do well. But obviously Rangers fans are hurting. But at the end of the day, if a new manager comes in and it's the right appointment, and who's to say it isn't? We only know come the end of the season, if Giovanni Van Bronckhorst comes in and Rangers win the title and defend it, they'll soon forget about Steven Gerrard.
Right, Geezer, then who do you think will get it?
Him.
Van Bronckhorst.
I'd like to see Van Bronckhorst in, but if that's not the case, then
Duffy.
Ian McCall deserves a chance. He's been in there all these years.
They're
offline, aren't they? Part of Thistle offline, but who's the Airdrie manager, say?
Ian Murray.
Ned, they're doing well as well. Did you not tell me last week they were really good football inside?
Yeah, but Cove are very good Saturdays. So Cove and Airdrie for me. But we play Queen's Park, who are also good, so.
How's Falkirk?
Good league, isn't it?
Good league, Falkirk. Well,
Falkirk's since that meeting, has it changed?
Holt has not been seen, eh?
Falkirk, since Debategate, they've won like 3 in the bounds or something.
Yeah, so it just shows you.
That guy sitting in the front row was right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know who'll be shitting himself by me? Jimmy Carragher, I think.
Mate, I'm going to put this out there. I don't think Gerrard's mates with Carragher. Eh?
Nah, no,
it's like Carragher's desperate to prove he's Gerrard's mate.
Nah, I don't
even talk to Gerrard. Gerrard never mentions him or gives him.
Do you think if Villa have a beast, Carragher will come for him Monday Night Football?
No. He won't.
Do you think he'll?
No. What would you say? I'm kind of keen to say this, but what would you do in this situation if one of you became
Gerrard's Carragher's da?
Let's be honest.
Would you say Andy gets a joke?
Wait, we need to ask. How are you after that taser attack for him?
Oh, aye.
Did you see it?
What taser?
He heard that you went to his door when Aston Villa strip on with a DPD parcel and he tasered you.
See, if you're actually never to your house the other week, yeah, man, there's guys working outside your house.
Oh, there's guys working outside your house.
He shouted, here's that Kevin Kyle. I went, mate, I am Kevin Kyle, but I'm not a K. And he went, I didn't mean it like that. I said, well, don't mean it at all.
No, but how people say that?
There's a bigger kit in that house you're working at.
Aye.
Can I just say that house has got Christmas decorations up already?
It has, aye.
He was in that
he's in Christmas.
Why do you think the watch It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, he's dead,
the best Christmas tune,
hands down. Be honest, did you get off each other on the couch?
No.
Ah, Andrew.
Did you watch Wonderful Life?
No. I've not tongued her for years, mate.
The best Christmas song, Kiss for Ray.
Driving home for Christmas.
That's the best Christmas song.
Neville's obviously been a bit pathetic with it all, ain't he?
Aye.
He's now trying to say that all his hair's no curly.
I know. What's that all about?
His pubes are straight. I've seen them.
Pubes are really, really straight.
But,
so you're going to ask if.
Aye, so I'm going to put you in this position you're sitting on. Let's say you're the new Jeff Stirling, right?
And Charlie McGrew's talked to the manager's job.
Aye, Charlie McGrew's took it.
Oh, he's getting it.
But he's having a nightmare.
He's getting it.
And you're slotting him.
Aye, of course.
Are you?
That's your job, isn't it? Like, see, if I was Sky, I'd be at the Gary Neville. He's like, no, you've said it.
You said it, I'll be. I was there.
He's like, well, did I come on the show then? See if you're not going to get your honest opinion. Get somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about ever getting an opinion on something, because we've just talked about Celtic and Rangers in terms of Rangers and Jared and that, and we'll get people giving an opinion. I would never worry about it. That's just your opinion. It's your opinion in that moment. Who cares if it's right or wrong? Like, if Jamie Carragher's got any buzz about him, call him out if he's not doing well. Will he?
Do you know
he won't.
Do you think it's different, but when you've been in a changing room with somebody for 20 years, and you have...
But surely as a player...
Surely as a player,
if people say, oh, that fucking... Like, you respect why they think that, but at the same time, I wouldn't be overly concerned about it.
But see, if you take a manager's job, that's why you're getting paid good money, because you're going to get criticism for pundits, and that's a big part of the job. But if you didn't want to do it, and if you didn't want to get criticised, then didn't be a manager.
And the stage social says that you need to just say it now. Do you know what I mean? You can't keep on saying. He doesn't actually say anything, doesn't he? No. He doesn't actually.
He just does that.
I know. Aye. A wee bit.
Imagine asking about Solskjaer, he just done that.
I'd love to know what Solskjaer does in his house. See, right after that,
Do you know best player in the world right now? And I'll give the Ballon d'Or to him, Bernardo Silva. There you go.
What a player, mate.
Aye. If anybody player. Can see a better player than him then.
What about Portugal?
Unbelievable. Did you watch that game last night?
I watched them against Republic of Ireland. Two teams flinging shite at each other.
Super big Duffer player.
Duffy, I don't know,
Serbia were that. By the way, what the hell that was with Scotland beating Serbia that time? Mate, Serbia were brilliant last night.
Who were Serbia?
Aye.
Like Mitrovic.
Scotland. Who came on and scored?
Imagine you turned up the hander and Gravesen was there.
Mate, he might be here. Because in the media?
We'll phone him.
Or Messi, I phone him.
They had an emergency podcast tomorrow. Did just scrap all this film.
Did I save his number? What date was the hydro?
16th in the October.
What month's that?
October 10th.
October.
And it was, oh nah, my call log doesn't go back that far.
Bastard. Can't believe you don't save his number.
Have I saved it? 2 minutes, I'll check.
You've got
to save it, sir. Send us it. Send us it, please.
If he doesn't answer a wee message.
He must be here for that.
You'd think so, eh?
Because he does. We'll phone him on camera. This could be good.
Right, here we go. Ready for this?
He's not answered. No chance.
Start voice call. This could be good.
He's not answering, is he?
No.
You'll not have my number saved, Jake.
Aye.
Leave a voicemail.
That's a weird noise, isn't it?
That's abroad.
That's a flight. He's an aeroplane mode.
Do you think that is?
He's on his way here.
No, that's a foreign ringtone.
Ah, so he's still in Denmark.
I could be getting a flight in Europe, couldn't he?
No, but because he's got a foreign
this
number.
This is his mobile. I didn't get a phone, his mobile the first time. I think it was his house phone, so I tried house. Look, he's wee dug in the picture. We'll see if your dog's got tits. See what he says.
That's a shittery a dog as well, isn't it?
That's the thing that fucking bit me at Springburn, mate.
Oh, was it that wee thing?
Something like that.
It's the only person I've ever seen that dog that's under 80 year old.
It's got like Scotty dog or something.
This is the one I phoned, his home number. It's not like his phone, it bastard, I can't get him.
Blocked you, ain't he?
Blocked as a hair.
He could be there tonight, though.
Fuck him, shite anyway.
What?
Shite in the hydro, wasn't he?
What about the performance against Moldova? Enjoy it?
I thought it was quite good. I thought they'd done well. I was a wee bit disappointed they didn't score more goals because I think the first 10, 15 minutes they were all over Moldova like an arse. But nah, good performance. Glad to see Che Evans get a goal because I think he's...
Che Evans?
What's his name? Che Adams. Che Adams, sorry.
Sparry Evans.
Is it not Che Evans? I'm thinking of Ched Evans. Aye.
Che so, Evans. Oh, brilliant, Kevin.
Aye.
Fake taxi's got you seated.
I'm just thinking about something. Nah, joking aside.
Chris Evans.
Glad to see him get a goal because obviously he's
Roy
no...
Roy Evans.
Do you know that? Funny, Andy.
Roy. Right in a book.
Might have been ready.
Imagine me, Roy Evans up front. His socks don't look totty. His shorts do. Like Daniel Farker, shorts do. See if you're any used to me.
Boys running about with Luba or their arse at Norwich, mate. No wonder they couldn't win again.
Shorts do. See if you're any good to me, mate.
Just make these
Instead of, you shout action, wouldn't you?
We've got stupid banter, don't we?
Oh, right, Barry. Oh, mate, he's phoned us back.
No way.
Missed call.
Video call?
What was that? Did he phone me back yet?
You fucking told me he did.
There we go, see now.
Video call, you doing audio?
I don't know if it was a video he done.
Yes.
What's happening?
Yay! Tommy Gravesen!
How are you, mate? All right?
I'm fine, yeah. I'm in Glasgow now.
No way.
Yeah.
You want to go for a coffee? Tonight. You want to go for a coffee?
No, I'm at the game tonight.
I'm going as well. I'll meet you.
Yeah, but I'm working.
Oh, sake, man. And what, are you getting a flight home straight after it?
No, but I'm with the whole team here. So what it is that... After the game, I think we're going for dinner in town or something.
Like right, I'll come then. I'll come to the dinner.
Yeah, good idea.
Right, mate, just say you didn't want to see us, it's fine.
Fuck off.
Right, I'm going to the game, so I'll maybe see you tonight. I'll have a look out for you and I'll come over and speak to you, right?
Yeah, but I'm down on the pitch.
Oh, I can get down to the pitch.
I can get down to the pitch. We're big names in Scotland now. We can get anywhere we like.
Why not? I've seen that little show you got there called Open Goal.
Oh, bring your Hummel boots, lad. Me and you.
I'm not playing mate anymore. I'm 55 years old.
What a hero. Right, mate. I'll speak to you in a bit.
Yeah, perfect. See you later.
Say bye to the boys.
See you, mate.
See you, Tommy.
No,
but
see you, mate.
It's not interesting.
Didn't
get a bite of voice.
That's because he's on the media, but
aye.
Mate, see the fear that I was going to go and meet him?
Aye.
No, lad.
I'm working.
I'm with the team.
What team, mate? There'll be three of them there. He's not right. Nathan Patterson. What a good game he had.
No, I'll go back to Chad Adams.
Oh, sorry, mate.
No, see, Adams, good to get a goal. But Nathan Patterson, obviously, set up, goal, assist. Brilliant.
He's done that quite a lot in his career, hasn't he? Like, no, played for a while and then comes into big games and just kind of...
How do you do that?
Like, it.
It's difficult. That's not easy. But it's maybe because he's young and...
Mertz, isn't it?
Doesn't he have any... What's the word we're looking for? Like...
Did you not see him and Mertz... Like, if he's not playing on a Saturday, him and Mertz do 90 minutes of just 1v1 on an 11-a-side pitch?
Why did they always do that?
And did you know him?
If Pat's not,
Is he a great guy?
Ah, yes.
He comes across to me like he's like the kind of guy you would want out a night out.
Like, perfect blend
Aye, just like, full of fun.
But he's like, for a young boy, he's actually proper willing to learn and listen to older boys.
Is he fit as fuck?
Aye, no, he is.
Mate, everyone is these days, man.
Everyone that comes through is fit as fuck.
This Scotland team deserves so much credit, didn't they?
Aye.
What, they've gave us a few?
That wasn't even that.
Since Clarks came in.
Listen, Craigie made a save. Went relatively comfortable in the first half, but other than that, it wasn't a shaky performance up to the conceding a penalty with 10 minutes ago. Scotland were comfortable.
That save for Gordon's like the black on its spot, isn't it?
Aye, 100%.
Ah, great shout.
Do you know what I mean? It's just bread and butter.
Aye,
bread
and butter.
Yeah, he's not missing that.
But Scotland were good, aye. Two good performers. Nathan Patterson obviously coming in after again. I think he's played 23 minutes for Rangers this year. 23 minutes. I don't know if that was just in the league, but 20
jumpers had more minutes than him this year.
It's not half.
I said about 10 or something. But I haven't got game time. You haven't only watched twice.
No, you haven't, because you had it on the show last week. You had it on at breakfast during the week. You had it on the day. You had it on some cooking show.
You had it on for Charlie's thing.
You had it on the cooking show. Aye, that's five.
That's a hell of a lot. I had it on Saturday and Sunday, no?
Is Susan no doing the wash day on time, or what's happening?
I don't wash it.
There's only one thing that keeps getting washed in the house.
Oh, be careful, Kev.
It's fresh.
Check that. See, for Patterson, it seems to me that like, going forward, he seems to be his real asset.
Oh, aye. Definitely. Mate, do you know what he is? He generally does remind me of Alan Hutton. It's a pure easy comparison because they both came through at Rangers, but the way he plays is so similar. Because I don't think he's that quick, but see, when he's running with the ball, it looks rapid, doesn't he? Just glides with the ball. But listen, I think everyone, there's always been this debate, Nathan Patterson, Stephen O'Donnell, who's going to be the future Scotland right back, and then obviously Anthony Ralston coming into the fold now as well. But with Nathan coming in now for the last couple of games and playing as well as he is, it's obviously his shirt to lose. But midfield for me, we look strong now.
Gilmore did look good again. Gilmore and McGregor are a good two, aren't they? Two clever football players.
We've not had that, Simon. I don't think that Spanish type of midfielder. That's what a classy two is, really.
Give you a wee Spanish accent, please.
See? That's fucking rubbish. It is. It's just shite. Every week.
Oh, I should say
Sea boy. No.
Is that an accent, man?
Every time he says boy, it goes American.
Yeah, so let's
say it's Spanish. Sea, yes, boy.
Sea boy.
No, why did it?
What?
That's a bit fucking drilled in my head. But honestly, I think they too, Simon, are very technical, and you need that at this day and age in the game. You can't have dogs anymore. You can have dogs, sorry, because Liverpool do it, but.
Springman Park.
I think this is one of the best points you'll hear. Because Scotland have been under a lot of pressure at times, when you do get it, you must keep it for a bit of length of time. So having guys like McGregor and Gilmore in there, technically great. Get the ball up to the strikers.
I think we'll be better with two up front though. I'm not a fan of that, the way Scotland play that system. I think we're good enough on the bottom plate.
Right. Aye. So listen, I just think we need to. I think not. I'm really. Do you know what it is? Right? This is what it is with Steve Clarke. The mentality's changed. I feel for years, and it was as a nation. I felt we went into games. We knew we actually knew we weren't going to qualify. When it came a wee bit tight, weren't really interested in why did
they won five games in the spin.
I know, it's mad. I know. He's done an unbelievable job. You can maybe say he might not like the style or not, but what a job he's done.
Incredible, mate.
Brilliant.
Really, really, really.
You know, you used to worry about, like, see when you know, it was 2-0 and you got the penalty, you never really worried that Scotland were going to lose the game, were you?
No.
Who's the best Scottish player in your generation since you've grown up?
Faddy, probably. In terms of what they've done for Scotland team?
Aye.
I always thought Faddy stepped up to the...
That's probably a right good... I would agree with that.
Yeah.
He was the one all the years ago after the... We had the Craig Rooney era qualifying for everything. And then that they disappeared, and then it was the next batch, and he was probably the one out of that next batch over the course of years that brought a wee bit of flair, a wee bit of swaz, a wee bit of something to the team.
He
was different, and now we've got a few now, like Billy Gilmore. He's obviously the future. We always moan about having the two best left backs in the one position, but to have Billy Gilmore now in the middle of the park, being able to dictate things, control things, that's massive.
I think Tierney and Robertson are playing well.
They're playing very well. Tierney, see,
nice
Tierney
for that penalty, mate.
Not just his tackle, but what about when he opened the mazy run, didn't right, and then nutmegged the guy twice? Brilliant. He's some player.
Squad's really good, isn't it?
That's a good
squad. Squad is really good.
That's a good squad. I think the squad's competitive, but the starting 11, now you look at starting 11, there's a lot of quality in it.
Mm.
But see, the thing is with that is when you've got a good squad and a competitive squad, the ones that are on the periphery trying to get in have to start performing at a level to get in, and that's what Scotland need. With us before, we went through a lot of years of just picking guys that were available in certain positions because we didn't have.
Is that what you like for a lay by on the periphery?
That's why I got my 10.
Watch him this weekend, weren't we?
What it's up to. I don't want weekends.
But he's asked the producer of when the podcast gets uploaded, can he upload his porno onto Pornhub as well? So
the producer's winking at me. You're asking me if I do a wee side fake taxi episode.
Wait a minute, is it that? He's only started doing fake taxi since Daniel Clark's been sacked. Is it him?
He's in his ear, isn't he?
Is he producing your fake taxis?
No.
Who's directing this?
Who'd be in the taxi with you?
I'd love to pick you up, fake taxi.
Wait, is it Jet?
He would rattle you back.
No, I wouldn't rattle you. But even there.
Who's producing at the Jet?
Is the Jet
doing the camera?
No.
Because you can hear grunts.
Just a dash cam.
Bull hole in the dash cam, man. Right, playoffs take place in March. Does the squad pick itself? Who are ones that are trying to maybe push themselves in it? Will Lewis Ferguson guys, that will they get in the squad?
Who's in the squad?
No, but...
Do they get in the start lineup?
Not in the start lineup. What I'm saying is there any like guys like Suter then?
Aye.
Who would be the other ones that maybe force themselves in?
Ralston.
Suter, Ralston. Is that your two?
The two that
big Suter's brother would have had a chance, but he picked Australia, which I can't understand why. Why did he pick Australia? I see he's got a really bad injury.
Yeah.
So good luck to him, but... There must be, but see what Scotland will be actively still doing. We'll still be looking for those players that potentially have a Scottish granny or some connection to be in Scotland, because we can never have enough quality. Because when it comes to players, we need everybody. Like that boy that's got picked from Stoke, he's obviously got a Scottish relative. So
guy in brown the fridge, isn't he?
We need to say as well. We do need to say Lewis Ferguson. I heard he's got third degree burns after sharing a room with Carver. So.
Oh, he never got room with Carver, did he?
Again.
He loves it now. At first he wasn't sure about it, but now he's buzzing after it.
I'd like to see more options up front, Si.
Who, mate? More options up front. So is there anyone that springs to mind?
Like Nisbet's in the squad and he's been getting on, but he's no firing at all cylinders at club level.
But you've got Roy Evans now.
I know, but no. Barry's better.
Are you still wanting Sean Rooney to play up there?
Big Sean's days are done. See, since he slaughtered about that fucking, what do you call it, the SWG3, you mean him's done.
Is anyone else care that springs to mind for you that could maybe?
I just want to know.
What about Scott Wright? Could Scott Wright get in the Scotland squad now? Doesn't play it regularly enough for Rangers.
But Patterson doesn't either.
Good point.
If he goes in a good run, aye.
Kevin Van Der Veen, Kevin sounds Scottish now. Kevin, big Kev.
Tony Watt, could he maybe push himself back into contention?
He's scored right a few goals.
But I think Tony Watt to score goals of any other real player.
Yeah. I think Steve Clark's almost got his. There'll be the odd one coming, but he's got that solid unit now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Christy
could go and play up there, couldn't he?
If we can keep the majority of the 14, 15 fit, we'll be all right. We'll run whoever we get close.
Right, he's fucking back, isn't he? At Dunfermline, big Yogi.
Brilliant.
They'll win the league now.
They'll win the league now, 100%.
They win every game.
What a result. Straight in up to Inverness. Bosch gives you 3 points.
Aye,
well, cycled up, didn't he? Cycled up to Inverness.
Did he?
The seat up the way.
Surprised to see it last that long up the way.
Can they sit on the bench the full game?
No.
because I wanted to
have to see someone on the bench or not, didn't he? No, but listen, great for him. And you've seen Magic Dom Thomas as well. Players that you'll absolutely love.
They'll love
and he'll get the best out of him. And you've seen Dom scored that magical goal at the weekend. And I can't understand how players like managers haven't played him as much or whatever, but certainly Yogi will get that type of player firing in all cylinders.
No, it's strange though with football, right? They obviously hired Peter Grant because they wanted to play an opening footballing style and got battered every week. Yogi's a footballing style manager, comes in and gets success after the first game.
Personality, Simon. I mean, Andrew, sometimes it's no what you're implementing, it's how you're implementing, how you get players on board. And I think Yogi's maybe get... I've never worked under Peter Grant, but by all accounts, he's a hell of a coach. But sometimes the man management side might be the difference, and that might be what Yogi might bring in. There's a few Pars fans like questioning the Yogi thing, like thinking,
"Aye,
aye." And I'm thinking,
"But where's Yogi ever done a bad job?"
I know, that's what I was trying to say. I said to one of the coaches on Saturday, Danny's team, he says, "A big Yogi, innit?" I says, "Ah, great appointment, eh? You think so?" I says, "I know so." And I was like, "That's just..."
I'm going in to watch him. Next time, good.
Where at?
Dunfermline.
It's not that far, actually, really. Yeah. I might come with you one day.
Come in, mate.
Brilliant. I'm buzzing for the big man.
But that's the thing. Peter Grant, I don't think he's actually... I know he managed in South here and there when maybe managers got sacked, but did Alloa got relegated last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
Whereas you look at Yogi, mate, he's I don't think he's ever been relegated, kept Inverness up. Kept Ross County up. Got Inverness into Europe, got Hibs into Europe.
He's fighting, he won the cup. He's got that hang about him as well, Simon. We've done the cup show when he walks in, talks to you, feel brilliant right away, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he'll get the players on the board, because that the firm team will do better than where they are.
Definitely. What a guy.
But I'll tell you one thing that's really pissed me off this weekend. Harry Maguire.
But supposedly he says that he met the cuppies boys and you got confused in cuppies ears.
But why are you cupping your ears to the England fans? The England fans are the ones that's booing him.
I think he was giving it to the media. I don't know if Roy Keane or that was at the
maybe
game.
The box was there, the media box.
Right.
It's just an embarrassment.
What a wallopper. You've scored a goal.
He didn't want to make the ears any bigger. I don't know why he's doing
it. Was Andorra?
Andorra, huh? Getting 11 guys at the pub today, but they feel
enough it was against France or fucking Italy, but Andorra.
But even the season he's having is shambolic. I don't know if he's remembered what he's been serving up. He's dishing up to the Man U fans, and that is a club. And then to go away, we do that.
Royce Keane's comedy golden, aren't he?
Did you see Agbonlahor came in and said it's bullion?
Who did?
Agbonlahor.
Oh, shut up.
Mate, if you listen to Agbonlahor, he's bright as a fuck. Listen, that's just no good in there. But one big Harry Maguire scored a goal, great header. Literally 5 minutes later, got caught out of position and made an arsehole in defence. That's why you're getting booed, Harry. Didn't he go in the room and cut my ears? Just defend me, so we're getting paid today.
But what does he want me to do? He's a captain of Man U.
I know, of course.
And Roy Keane, who's been a captain of Man U, what does he want me to say? He's doing well.
But see, does he want Roy Keane to say, oh no, you're doing fine?
Aye.
That's why Man U are in the position that they're in, I think, is because they're probably always probably going to go, lads, don't worry about it, it's fine. Aye. It's not fine.
If anyone can criticise you as well, it's someone like Roy Keane who's been there and done it, captain the club as well. So,
see, have you ever been on the other end of that where you're playing for, say, Rangers and it was a certain pundit that kept going for you?
I'm generally not just saying this, right, but I never read papers, never listened to the radio, so I couldn't even, 100% I would have been.
Yeah.
I wasn't on social media, and that's where you obviously hear all that stuff, but there will be.
Jake, if you're at that level, it's best for you just not to listen to anything.
Did you ever have it in?
That way.
As a player?
Swindon, there was a reporter that kind of had it in for me a wee bit, and I remember the rate. We went away to Charlton, 1-3-0, mate, and I was played really well. I got like a 5 in the paper, man. I was.
What would you say to Davis?
Mate, you're kidding on 5, man. 3-0 at the Valley is a 9 straight away. You beat Charlton at the Valley, mate.
The full squad's getting a 9.
When I say to him, I'm going to shit through your letterbox. that was when I was like a wee bit wild. I'll see if you do that again, I'll shit through your letterbox.
What was
he's on Twitter, Sam Moore said.
He's trying to explain himself to you.
And then after that, he was brand new.
Nine every week.
I used to get that with Bill Leckie. Even though I didn't play in Scotland, he used to crucify me at every opportunity for with Scotland performances. He would come for me. And even things like, if I said something, he would find a column somewhere to write something about me. I remember my fucking first game in my Scottish career. His team at St Mirren Park, and I scored the first ever goal there. I was fucking delighted. I just thought, get that up, you.
Oh, so you were solely to get Bill Leckie in that game,
eh? I just fucking thought, what an arsehole.
And you didn't let him in the fake taxi,
then? One day I was at the DPD and I delivered to his door and he answered the door and I shit myself.
All right, Bill.
But that, Steve Bruce would pay good money for the pants if you've still got them.
Big man.
Do you know that this is got to get in folk? Birds are now going to be start looking for me on Uber. That's big.
He'll be so he'll be cropped in so many fake taxis tonight, won't
he? Just hundreds of Kelly fans wanting picked up.
That's about them all night. There'll be fucking memes of me in taxi.
Yes, make them up, send them in, boys. Outstanding as always.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.